WKNR presents
the Keener13.com podcast.
Welcome to another Keener 13 podcast. I'm Scott Westerman, catching up on a bunch of your email requests for Beatles trivia, a pair of top 10 national hits that never charted on Keener, a bubblegum tribute to the Cowsills, some Keener contest air checks, and we'll have the top 13 songs from 1967.
Motor City Music.
Ed Chip writes to ask if there were any national hit records that weren't listed in the WKNR Music Guide. We found two, and here's one.
Children behave, that's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play, they don't understand. And so we're running just as fast as we can, holding on to one another's hand, trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me as we tumble to the ground. Say, I think we're alone now. There doesn't seem to be anyone around. I think we're alone now. The beating of our hearts is the only sound. Look at the way we gotta hide what we're doing. If they ever knew. And so we're running just as fast as we can, holding on to one another's hand, trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me as we tumble to the ground. And then you say, I think we're alone now. There doesn't seem to be anyone around. I think we're alone now. The beating of our hearts is the only sound.
Incredibly, Niles, Michigan's Tommy James never charted on Keener with I Think We're Alone Now, although the WKNR DJs I've asked distinctly remember playing the song. That was also the case for this top three Billboard smash. Frankie Valli re-recorded this one with a distinctly salsa feel in the 80s with the help of the Manhattan Transfer.
Let's hang on to what we got. Don't let go, girl, we got a lot.
Diamond, no.
And there you have it, a pair of national hits that somehow never charted on the WKNR Music Guide. If you have a Keener question, we're here to answer them. Click the contact link at Keener13.com.
WKNR.
It's a tiger.
4:25. Hey, the time is nigh, like in Phil Nye.
Stand by.
Grab the phone line once again at the Bob Green Show here and give away, I guess, about the greatest thing that we have ever given away here so far, especially in all the previous years. 1967 Cougar. Now, really, seriously, a car that's out of sight. We have the dial tone. We're about to dial our big winner. And a one, two, and a four. All right, now we are dialing our big winner. Let's hope that they are home. The line is not busy, I hope, too. And if they are home, we'll let them know that they are the winner of a 1967 Cougar from Keener 13. It's ringing.
Hello?
Yeah, is Bob Molanin home, please?
Yes, that's me.
You live in Ecorse, right?
Yes.
On 3rd Street.
That's right.
And what you doing right now?
I'm just sitting home doing my homework.
Doing your homework, huh? I see. How old are you, Bob?
16.
Well, you're getting to that age where you'd like to have a car to drive, I suppose. Are you driving yet?
Yeah, I drive my dad's car.
I see. Would you like one of your own?
Yeah, it'd be pretty nice.
Pretty good bit, wouldn't it? What would you say if I said that I'm going to give you a car?
You know, I'd be pretty surprised.
Robert, this is Bob Green at WKNR.
No kidding.
No kidding. Honest to goodness. And do you remember that you entered a contest with
Yeah, I remember last week I sent a whole bunch of things in, but I...
It said Mercury Unleashes Cougar September 30th.
Yeah, I was looking up in the sky and I happened to see that. So
Robert, you got the range right now. You are the winner of a 1967 Cougar automobile.
Oh boy, thanks a lot.
You catching your breath, Bob.
Okay. Thanks a lot, then.
You sound unhappy, Bob.
No, I'm real happy.
Okay, bye!
Another winner. I don't know if he was, just a little, yeah. Hey! Wonderful! All right, Bob, our winner is Bob Molanin of 4469 3rd Street, Ecorse, Michigan, the big winner of a 1967 Cougar from Keener 13.
In Keenerland on WKNR, we're having fun!
If you were somehow disconnected from American popular culture in 1968 and 69, it's likely that you never heard of the Cowsills. They were the real-life family band that were the inspiration for TV's Partridge Family, and they charted 5 times on Keener in their brief 18-month prime. On January 5th, we learned that one of the victims of Hurricane Katrina was the bass player Barry Cowsill. And a few weeks ago, it was announced that the lead singer, Bill Cowsill, had passed away after a long illness. Although the Cowsills were largely ignored by the rock press, they recorded songs that you probably remember. And in honor of Barry, here's a musical slice of the Cowsills' legacy.
See how the fluffy clouds move by us.
See how the clouds move by.
See how the morning mist can hide us away.
Hide us away.
And now it's so much fun.
What?
Isn't it groovy in a daydream? Doesn't the day seem like it could never end?
And so, my friend, we're one.
Maybe it's funny how I can feel so sorry when you're beside me. We have fun, and all our star-spangled night, my love,
you can have.
start. Down to here, down to there. Down to there,
hair.
Shoulder length or longer,
hair.
Dear baby, there, mama, everywhere, daddy, daddy, hair. Grow it, show it, long as I can grow it, my
hair.
Grow it, show it, long as I can grow it, my
We Can Fly, Love American Style, The Rain, The Park, and Other Things, Indian Lake, and Hair. Five from the 60s family band called the Cowsills. Barry Cowsill passed away, a victim of Hurricane Katrina, in the fall of 2005. And lead singer Bill Cowsill passed away a few weeks ago after a long illness.
Desire to perpetrate generosity amongst the populace of the metropolitan area. WKNR announces.
Chief, we've done it again. Given away more of your money. This time to Mrs. Helen Boyd of Ferndale. Mrs. Boyd, you've won $4,000 on Keener.
I still can't believe it.
It's true, though.
What you believe? $1,000.
I still can't believe it.
How about some old records?
I still can't believe it.
Mrs. Boyd, you aren't really going to take the $362 you've won from us, are you?
Yes, I will.
Sorry about that.
And now, an ultra-rare piece of Beatles trivia. If you've read Andrew Reeves' classic book, Turn Me On, Dead Man, The Beatles and the Paul McCartney Death Hoax, you may remember a small Michigan connection. Terry Knight, the erstwhile DJ, rock performer, and personal manager, wrote and performed a mysterious song entitled St. Paul. If you listen closely, it seems as if it has ties to the Paul is Dead story. But one look at the WKNR music guide shows that it had its chart run in May of 1969, a full 5 months before Russ Gibbs' fateful conversation with Tom Czarski in November of that same year. Was Terry Knight's St. Paul, in fact, another catalyst for the most famous of Beatles urban legends? Listen now, and you decide.
I looked into the sky. Everything was high. Higher than it seemed to be to me. Standing by the sea, thinking I was free. Did I hear you call, or was I dreaming then, St. Paul? You knew it all along. Something had gone wrong. They couldn't hear your song of sadness in the air while they were crying out, beware. Your flowers and long hair, while you and Sergeant Pepper saw the lightning on the wall.
You say that you want to live your life to the future. They say they've got dues to pay today. You say it's a full amazing cruise, sir. And if tomorrow comes,
I think there's something wrong. It's taken you too long to change the world. Sir Isaac Newton said it had to fall. Yes, it caught. You say
They say they've got dues to pay today. You say it's a fool who plays it cool, sir. And if tomorrow comes, you know they'll all hear St. Paul say, I read the news today, oh boy.
That's Terry Knight on the Keener Podcast, weaving several Beatle themes into his Capitol Records one-shot, St. Paul, which charted on Keener in the late spring of 1969. For the complete story of how WKNR figured in the Paul McCartney story, read Andrew Reeves' Turn Me On Dead Man, The Beatles and the Paul McCartney Death Hoax. There's a link to the book at Keener13.com.
Hey, quiet on the set.
On the line this hour is Cheryl Rumor of Southfield. Cheryl, we have a brand new contest for you this hour. I have $13 in the building jackpot. The money is yours. If you can identify the film the following soundtrack comes from. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Best of luck.
Lights. Camera. Action.
Now you're using your head, man. We'll catch them. The cops can have them when we're done with them, if there's anything left.
All right, Cheryl, $13, can you give me the name of that WKNR Golden Award movie?
Hell's Angels.
Hell's Angels is your answer?
Yeah.
Cheryl, whatever possessed you to choose that movie?
I don't know.
You just took a guess?
Yeah.
We have a winner!
That is incredible, Cheryl. Congratulations. You didn't see the movie or anything?
Uh-uh.
You didn't? Oh, my gosh. That's unbelievable. Cheryl, listen, congratulations. Besides the money you've won, you're also eligible for the grand prize of $1,000 shopping spree.
Thank you.
Robinson Furniture. Thank you, Cheryl. Congratulations to you, hon.
Come, forgot the rock and roll. See.
remember the late, great Ron Sherwood on Keener and the Golden Award Movie Contest. It's one of 27 new air checks of Keener contests we'll soon have posted at Keener13.com. So if you were ever a WKNR winner, keep your browsers peeled.
WKNR!
WKNR Summer Reruns. Music of warm summers past.
And on the line to play is Diane Tawson of Dearborn Heights. Hi, Diane. How are you?
Just fine.
That's good. You all set to test your musical memory?
Yeah.
All right, Diane. You nervous?
Yes, very much.
Are you really? Yeah, well, I'll keep you on your toes. It was June of 1965, and the following song was a big hit for $23. Diane, tell me the name of this WKNI summer rerun.
Okay, Diane, what do you think it is?
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man. By the Birds?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
You don't want to change your mind?
No.
Diane, you got it! You got it!
Oh, my goodness!
Congratulations!
Oh, thank you!
You're welcome!
Oh!
And thank you for listening to WKNR, and congratulations. We'll send you $23 to you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Next hour, we got new jackpot for you.
WKNR!
And now, from the 1967 WKNR Music Guide.
WKNR
plays Keener hit number
13.
10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more. The Bloody Red Baron was rolling up the score. 80 men died trying to end that spree of the Bloody Red Baron of Germany.
12.
She crept into my
eyes. 11.
Do you know that I just wanna testify what your love has done for me? Everybody sing. Oh girl, wanna testify what your love has done for me?
Day after.
Times love I choose, I seem to always be the one to lose. Bad taste in my mouth from bitter tears. Oh, I'm feeling sad, cause love's gone bad.
Lie.
Oh, listen, cause you what I gotta say. I'm a bitchy girl.
Afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you.
Five.
You gotta make like you wanna kneel and pray. And then a little bit of soul will come your way.
Of mankind, dead kings, many things I can't define. Old Cajun's fire, swaggins, butter your mind. Incense and peppermints, the color of time.
Three.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer, I couldn't leave her if I tried.
Do.
I don't care how much money I gotta spare. Got to
back to my baby again. Lonely days are gone, I'm a going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah.
And now, the number one song on Keener from 1967.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Through, no time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose, and our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on 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 fire.
And that's this week's Keener Podcast. Looking at the calendar, it's been 12 weeks since we've been in the studio, and I apologize for the inconsistency. But we're grateful that so many of you continue to want to hear the sounds and the songs that were part of the WKNR era. Thanks to Ron Sherwood, Scott Regan, and Bob Green for creating those Keener contest memories. And to John Freese, the Motor City Music Detective. And to all of you who sent us emails with your Keener Podcast requests. To add your 2 cents, simply click the contact link at Keener13.com. Our podcast is licensed by ASCAP, BMI, and CSAC. We host the show at Bluehost.com and produce it with Adobe Audition. We hope to be back again soon with more Keener memories. We leave you with one of the quintessential Keener mom songs performed by O.C. Smith. I'm Scott Westerman. Thanks for making every season Keener season.
Well, the path was deep and wide, from footsteps leading to our cabin. Above the door there burned a scarlet lamp. And late at night a hand would knock, and there would stand a stranger. Yes, I'm the son of Hickory Hollow's tramp. Yeah, the weeds were high, the corn was dry, when Daddy took to drinking. Him and Sally Walker, they up and ran away. Then Mama shed a silent tear and promised 14 children, I swear you'll never see a hungry day. When Mama sacrificed the pride, the neighbors started talking, but we were much too young to understand the things they said. All we really cared about was Mama's chicken dumplings and a goodnight kiss before we went to bed. Oh, you know the path was deep and wide, from footsteps leading to our cabin. Above the door there burned the scarlet lamp. And late at night a hand would knock, and there would stand a stranger. Yes, I'm the son of Hickory Hollow's train. When Daddy left and destitution came upon our family, not one neighbor volunteered to lend a helping hand. So just let them gossip all they want. She loved us and she raised us. The proof is standing here, a full-grown man. Last summer, Mama passed away and left the ones who loved her. Each and every one is more than grateful for their birth. And each Sunday she receives a big bouquet of 14 roses with a card that reads, the greatest mom on earth. Whoa, you know the path was deep and wide, from footsteps leading to our cabin. Above the door there burned the scarlet lamp. And late at night a hand would knock, and there would stand a stranger. Yes, I'm the son of Hickory Hollow's tramp.
A copyrighted feature and may not be reproduced in whole or in part.
In whole or in part.
Without the written consent.